Last Supper.
On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, when the lambs for the Passover meal were to be killed, Jesus instructed Peter and John to make arrangements so the room and the meal would be ready for him and the disciples. "Where do you want us to get it ready?" Peter and John asked him. Jesus answered, "As you go into the city, you will come upon a man carrying a jar of water. Follow him into a house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks you, do you have a guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' That man will show you an upstairs room, spacious and furnished. This is where you are to get everything ready." They found everything just as Jesus had told them and prepared the Passover meal. Jesus and his disciples were now at the supper table, and he breaks some bread and gives it to his disciples and says, "This is my body, which is given for you. Every time you eat bread, think of me." Jesus takes the cup of wine and gives it to the disciples and tells them to drink from the cup and says, "This wine is my blood that will be shed to remove the sins of all who come to believe in me, and it is the start of a new agreement between God and mankind." Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. The devil had already put the thought of betraying Jesus into the heart of Judas, but Jesus knew that he had come from God and was going to God, and that the Father had given him complete power. He cared for and loved those in this world who were his own. So he rose from the table, and with a towel tied around his waist, he began to wash the disciples' feet. Simon Peter said to Jesus when he came to wash his feet, "Are you going to wash my feet, Lord?" Jesus answered him, "You do not understand now what I am doing, but you will understand later." Peter declared, "Never at any time will you wash my feet." "If I do not wash your feet," Jesus answered, "you will no longer be my disciple." Simon Peter answered, "Lord, then wash not only my feet, but my hands and my head too." Jesus said, "Anyone who has taken a bath is completely clean, except for his feet, and they get dirty from walking in sandals. All of you are clean, all except one." He was talking about his betrayer. After Jesus had finished washing their feet and took his place at the table, he asked them, "Do you understand what I have just done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and it is right that you do, because that is what I am. But I, your Lord and teacher, have just washed your feet. You, then, should wash one another's feet. What I did was to give you an example. What I have done, you must do. I am telling you the truth. No slave is greater than his master. No messenger is greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know this truth, how happy you will be if you put it into practice." Jesus grew deeply troubled and said, "But look, the one who betrays me is here at the table with me. The Son of Man will die as God has decided, but how terrible for the man who betrays him." Then they began to ask among themselves which one of them it could be who was going to do this. This led to an argument among the disciples about who was more faithful to Jesus and who was the greatest. Jesus said to them, "The kings of the pagans have power over the people, and the rulers claim the title friends of the people, but you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the leader must be like the servant. Who is greater, the one who sits down to eat or the one who serves him? The one who sits down, of course. But I am among you as the one who serves. You have stayed with me all through my trials, and just as my Father has given me the right to rule, so I will give you the same right. You will eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones to rule over the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he tells Judas to do quickly what he must do, and Judas leaves. The rest of the disciples think Judas, who holds the purse, was sent to buy something in preparation for the Passover festival, and did not perceive that he was about to betray Jesus. After Judas leaves, Jesus gives the disciples a new commandment. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. He tries to make them understand that he is going away to prepare a place for them in heaven, but they must stay and bear fruit for the kingdom of heaven. He puts this analogy before them. I am the real vine, and my Father is the gardener. He breaks off every branch in me that does not bear fruit. A branch cannot bear fruit by itself. It can do so only if it remains in the vine. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me. These readings are from the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 7 through 30, and John, chapter 13, verses 1 through 17, and verse 21, verse 34, and chapters 14 and 15. Matthew, chapter 26, verses 17 through 30, and Mark, chapter 14, verses 12 through 26.